So I'm speaking now with Sophie and Ellie, two Level 3 musical theatre students, to tell us all about their upcoming show, You're in Town, and Sam, who is the director?
The musical director.
Musical director, yeah. As well, is here. So tell us a little bit about the show, You're in Town, the musical, for anyone that hasn't heard of it.
Hello, so my name is Ellie Wollaston and I will be playing the role of Officer Barrel in You're in Town, the musical.
And my name is Sophie Fletcher and I will be playing the role of Officer Lockstock in You're in Town, the musical. So You're in Town, the musical is a multi-Tony award-winning musical satire.
A 20-year drought has led to a ban on private toilets. Paid public toilets are now mandatory and are owned and operated by a single power-hungry company, the Urine Good Company. If the poor don't obey the strict rules, the laws prohibiting free urination, they'll be sent to the mysterious Urine Town. The poor stage a revolt led by a brave young hero fighting for the freedom to pee wherever you like, whenever you like, for as long as you like and with whomever you like.
So who cast this and what was the casting process like?
So we cast this in conjunction with our visiting director. So we're working with a brilliant freelance director called Jenny Eastop. And so myself, Jenny, and our brilliant choreographer, Lisa Wilson, cast the show together, essentially on the basis of some self-tapes that the students sent in. And it was just a really interesting process to kind of sort of match these students that certainly Lisa and myself knew and had worked with before to these kind of often larger than life, really interesting characters in the show, and kind of matching that up and seeing what works and what didn't. And I have to say, I think not to sort of blow our own trumpets, but every day in rehearsal we do sort of think, oh yeah, we did quite well with that. It does seem to work quite nicely. It there's a natural flow to the scenes with the way it's been cast.
And how's the rehearsal process been? Are you getting there? Is it? I mean, you've only got a week left, so I would hope so.
Yeah, we've really enjoyed it, haven't we?
Yeah, it's been really good.
It's been good fun. Like we say, we're starting our first week now actually in the theatre, so it's lovely. It's going to be seeing the set put together and see all the hard work behind the scenes and everything as well.
Yeah, so it's been a four-week process and we've worked at the Curious Theatre School in Lincoln and it's been really, really fun. So the first week was a lot of like going through the score, going through the music, and it was really good because at the end of the week we got to like listen to the whole score being put together, which was so interesting to hear how we as a year group actually dealt with the score and how it came together and what it actually sounded like, and it was really, really fun. And then the rest of the weeks we worked with Jenny and we went through the whole script, working through act one and act two, bringing it all together, and it was so fun to be able to go through that process and like understand how everyone had gone into their roles and how everybody had taken it into their stride. And it's been really, really fun. I've really enjoyed
it. And in the last couple of weeks it's been just running really, and being critical with ourselves and seeing what
Take
can be
feedback,
improved
yeah.
taking on feedback and just trying to make the show the best that it can possibly be.
And how did you find the audition process, because doing tape auditions is something a bit different? How did you find that?
So because obviously in the industry these days, self-tapes are really popular and they're coming to the audition process so fast now, and it's normally the first process of an audition is a self-tape. So it's really nice to have that now, because then when I go into the industry in a couple of weeks' time, it's nice to actually have experience doing that already, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I think, as Sophie said, it is so relevant now, and that's just the way that the world is going now. A lot of things are online, so to have that put in our course this year, I think, is really beneficial. Just learning how to even take a self-tape, like what needs to be in the shot, even to do with like the volume, like how,
yeah,
like,
even the outfit you wear. It's just like everything gets put into perspective, doesn't it? And you realise what you actually need
exactly.
to do.
Exactly, and it does prepare us for when we do go out into the real world.
And what made you choose this musical among the many that are out there?
There's quite a few reasons, really. I mean, one of them is just how kind of current and relevant the show is. It premiered about 22 years ago, but it feels very, very now, just with the way it kind of deals with scarcity and kind of economic and political responses to scarcity. It's a really kind of a really fascinating and relevant show. And we felt that it would really kind of suit this year group as well. It's also just got a fantastic kind of range of musical styles. It's got a huge amount of influences in it. You can sort of hear the influence of Kurt Weill and Bertolt Brecht and that kind of Weimar Germany kind of feel in it, which again kind of speaks to the politics of the show. But then there's also a lot of kind of jazzy elements to it, a lot of kind of traditional Broadway kind of numbers, because one of the things that the show does really, really well is it kind of very affectionately kind of pastiches and sort of pays homage to, if you like, the kind of great theatre, great Broadway traditions. And so there's a huge amount in there. It's kind of, it's a musical of musicals, if you like. There's so much in there that sort of that, you know, pays tribute to other shows, and a lot of references that that are there if you want to hear them, which are really, really interesting. And I think that it makes it a kind of ideal choice for a third year show, really, because our students have spent 3 years you know, studying the art form in all of its ways, and this is a show that kind of brings together so many elements of what musical theatre is and has been, and so many reasons why we all love it.
So was this one that you were already familiar with, or did you go looking for it? Because I am a big fan of musicals, obviously. I know a lot of the bigger ones, etc., but this one I've never heard of before. How did you find this one?
I've known about it for a number of years. But as you say, it does sort of fly under the radar compared to some. And that's maybe due to the kind of the political nature of it. And you know, it's had a Broadway run, and it's been in London as well. And you know, it's performed a fair bit by amateur companies and by students. But it does perhaps kind of fly under the radar. Compared to some slightly better known shows. I mean, I don't know, Sophie and Ellie, I don't know if you were particularly familiar with it before.
No, I'd never heard of it. No, I'd never heard of it before, but it's quite nice actually because I'd never heard of it, I was able to like understand it my own way. Like, it's not like you've got another view of it. Like, it's like when you research it, you take your own perspective on it, which is also nice when you're like playing a character, because obviously I'd never heard of the role I'm playing, Officer Lockstock, before. So it's nice because I've been able to add my own twist to it rather than watching it from somebody else and saying, oh, I'll copy that. Like, everything I've done in it has been my own.
Valuable to be playing a role without necessarily having any kind of preconceived ideas about what the kind of quote-unquote correct way to play it is, because you've never seen it done before. And I think that can be a really kind of fun, liberating thing for an actor.
So just off of that, how have you guys found the process of building that character, given that you probably have never heard of them before?
For me, it's been a really, really fun process because it's taking every single line that I say into a new perspective, especially with my character. I narrate the whole show. So for me, all my lines are so different and every single one is to a different character, because I'm involved in the show as well as narrating the show. So it's about finding the difference between talking to a character inside the show. So like talking between Officer Lockstock and Officer Barrel is different between me talking to my co-narrator, Little Sally. So it's about really finding the difference between the character when talking inside of a scene as well as when narrating the show, if that makes sense. So the difference between finding the two.
Yeah, and I think where it is a comedy, you can, it's about trying things out. And I'd say that when we've done many runs, as me and Lockstock and Barrel, we have tried different things out to see what works. So I think it is nice coming into a brand new musical that we hadn't heard before and just trying around with different things, seeing what works and what doesn't.
100%. It's definitely been a lot of trial and error for me as well. Like, every line I've said, like, and I've gone home and I've been like, oh, am I saying that in the right way? Am I saying that in the right way? And it's about really finding, and like, as well as that, like, putting the movement to it and putting, like, even if it's just a simple walk on stage, it's about where do I walk? Where do I find my pattern when I'm saying the line, for example? Because a lot of my lines are directed to the audience, so it's about really finding, when do I say that line? Yeah, so it's about a lot about finding the emphasis is on the correct word in my sentences for when I stop and when I carry on talking, for example.
So this is your final show as students. Is there more pressure because of that?
I think it's more exciting than anything. Like, this is our last ever show, and we are the first cohort to actually graduate in the summer from this brand new course of musical theatre. So I think there is more excitement than anything. We're doing the thing we love with the people we love. We've made like lifelong friendships here. So it's a lovely show to finish on, I think.
Yeah, 100%. It's the same for me as well. I mean, I'm new to the course this year, so I moved from a different university this year. So it's been really fun, and it's been a really fun process to work with new people because I've never worked with these people before. So it's been really nice to make new friendships, make new relationships, and be able to see how everyone comes together, and we're going to put on an amazing show. So yeah, I'm really excited.
And even though you're your own little, you know, musical theatre degree, you work very closely with the technical theatre module. How have you found working with them?
It's been brilliant, actually. So yes, that's exactly right. We're working very closely with the technical theatre and stage management degree, and so their students, their third year students, have been doing everything from stage managing, deputy stage managing, which is calling the show and liaising with tech, and then the technical side as well. So designing lighting, designing sound, designing set, costume, all of these things coming together, and that's all been essentially student-led, just with a little bit of staff supervision. And so that's really exciting to see basically a show that has a huge amount of student input and actually student ownership as well. So it's not just kind of us telling them what to do on both the kind of both on stage and backstage. There's real kind of student ownership, which makes it really exciting.
And tell us a little bit about the characters that you'll be playing.
So I'm playing Officer Barrel, and Sophie's playing
Officer Lockstock.
And we are both the policemen in the show. We're the police officers, sorry, and we basically run the town, really, don't we?
Yeah, so we're actually like a comedic duo in the show. So a lot of our scenes are together, and we have like a song together and things. And it's really, really fun. It's been really fun to like find our characters together because we have such like, it's so like peculiar, isn't it, our relationship? And it's like been really, really fun to be able to just play around with our scenes, make fun. You know what I mean? It's been so, so enjoyable, especially being like the comedic duo. It's like really about bringing like the comedy into our lines, the comedy into our characters, and allowing the audience to see that. So it's been really, really fun to play the roles together. I've really enjoyed it, yeah.
Do you prefer the comedy, or would you prefer to be villains, or what's kind of...
I quite like the comedy. I think it's different from anything I've done before, so it's a challenge, if anything, and I'm really enjoying it. Like I said before, it's different interpretation, so it is about trial and error, but I'm really enjoying portraying a character that I haven't done before.
Yeah, to be fair, like, we may come across as villains in the show a little bit, to be honest. Like, because we are the police officers, it is like we are enforcing the laws of this city, and obviously, like, that can come across as quite like, or like they're the villains of the show, but when you really look into our characters and you read into our characters' lines, it is meant to be very, very funny, especially with the names Lockstock and Barrel as well. But yeah, I've really, really enjoyed it. I think it's been so, so fun. But for me, anyway, like, I normally play the comedic character. Like, it's very much like my casting type. So for me, it's been really nice to play it with Ellie as well, because we've never really done anything before, especially like I said, I'm new to the course this year. So it's been really fun to work with new people and play this like comedic role, which I've done before, but never like to this capacity of being the narrator and putting it into the show as well. It's been really, really different. I've really enjoyed it.
That's great, because some people find comedy acting difficult because you've got to hit the lines at the right time.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it has been a lot of work, hasn't it? It's a lot of trial and error, like we've been saying.
Yeah, knowing when the pauses are, etc.
Yeah, no, 100%.
And obviously with a villain, you don't have to worry about those things. But you did say you kind of have villainous undertones.
Yeah, kind of, in some ways. I mean, no spoilers.
Find out.
Tell us in no more than 3 words why people should watch the show.
I'd say relevant.
I'd say it's extremely funny.
I'd say unmissable.
Well, there you go. And when is it, and how much are tickets?
So we'll be performing at the Lincoln Arts Centre at the University of Lincoln on Friday the 2nd of June at 7:30 p.m. and Saturday the 3rd of June at 2:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m.
And tickets are £8 for full price or £5 for concessions, and they are available through the Lincoln Arts Centre website.
And just to say as well, it's really exciting to be performing a show in the newly relaunched Lincoln Arts Centre. It's a brilliant venue, and obviously they've just had this really exciting relaunch, and so we're really, really glad to be performing there so early on after they've had that relaunch.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.